All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, your host, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are talking about crazy making, and the title of our episode today is I'm Not Crazy, You're Crazy. And the interesting thing about it is you really do believe you're crazy. You're not even questioning the other person's sanity at all. So it's not, you know, I'm not crazy, you're crazy. It's I'm crazy, and I believe you when you tell me I am. And that's part of the issue. And when it comes to gaslighting and why it is so abusive, you know, we talk about the word gaslighting, and unfortunately, in popular media, it's very overused. Sometimes people think, I don't like what you're saying to me, therefore you're gaslighting me, is gaslighting. It is not. No. But when somebody is in the throes of any type of addiction, okay, gaslighting does become one of the ways that they can manipulate people who love and care for them into allowing the behaviors to continue. Okay, because when someone is either in an acute state of addiction or just active in the disease of addiction at all, the main priority is to defend and protect that particular behavior. And so that is where gaslighting comes in. It's one of those defense mechanisms, if you will, that defends and protects the acting out behavior. And that's really the purpose that it serves. And I just want to talk to all of the betrayed partners out there. And I want to talk to anybody out there who loves an addict. And we all love addicts, whether you know it or not. There is an addict in your life. And I just am talking to you because you, at some point, if they're active in their addiction and you truly love them, especially if they are in any way dependent on you and some codependency is developing or forming, you are going to feel like you're taking crazy pills. And when you feel that feeling of, oh my gosh, like, I don't even know what's happening. What kind, like, have we entered the Twilight Zone? That is gaslighting. That's when you know you're being gaslit. And I think we have all been there because we've probably all encountered a narcissistic personality. We've probably all encountered someone who's in the throes of the disease of addiction. And we just kind of, it's kind of like you just got hit in the head with a 2x4 and you just entered the Twilight Zone and you're like, what is going on? I feel like you're feeding me crazy pills. And that's what we're talking about today. And I wanted it to be an episode when we're talking about intimacy betrayal, because when we talk about the cycle of deception, when we talk about all of those things that have happened to you, crazy making is a big part of it. Gaslighting is a big part of it that is so abusive. Why is it so abusive? It's because it erodes away at your sense of self, your sense of your own sanity, who you are, your integrity, your values. They start to erode because you start to question all of these things about yourself. And that is very destructive. That is very harmful. When I work with betrayed partners, one of the things that they are looking to address relatively early on is, how do I start to trust myself again? And the reason that they have lost trust in self is in many parts. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, but this crazy making, this gaslighting, and all of this, you know, denying and minimizing and rationalizing, all of the defenses around the disease have eroded them to the point where they can't even trust their own thoughts, their own feelings, their own emotions, their own decisions. And it's, you know, we talked about this recently, but it's also why I give people permission to pause, to stop, to not make decisions, especially when you're in a state of dysregulation and trauma. When you're in that state of, don't really love this term, but trauma brain. But when you are in that, like, it's not time to make decisions because they can't be grounded, wise-minded decisions. It's time to come back into yourself, to heal from this trauma so that you can start to trust yourself, trust your instincts again, trust your gut again, and even start to reprocess the past so you can identify all the times that your gut instincts really were showing up for you. Your body was reacting. It was really showing up for you. It was, you know, bells and whistles going off, right? But it becomes kind of like covered up by the excuses and the, you know, the betrayed partner rationalizes too, because it's just, it's so hard to think about, gosh, losing someone that you love and care about so deeply. And especially if this wasn't part of your life when y'all first met, it's so easy to hang on to all of the elements that are so good about that person. And that is important because that person is still there. It's just, are they willing to come back to that place? Are they willing to come back to that person that they were before the disease took hold and continued to grow? So yeah, it's hard. It is really hard, but I do give you permission to pause and to heal and to reprocess what has happened to you, to really put your timeline back in order and really recognize, like, I am not broken. There really is and was nothing wrong with me. But this was the way that I reacted. This was the way that I protected myself. This is how my body showed up to tell me there were things wrong. This is how I started to notice red flags. Maybe I didn't do anything about them, but I did notice them. And you give yourself a lot of grace too, because you're really between a rock and a hard place for a lot of this process. So please, when it comes to like making decisions about your future, really prioritize your own healing in your own mental health journey and your own trauma recovery from intimacy betrayal so that you can feel grounded again, so that you can recognize yourself again, so that you can trust yourself again. And that is huge, because what crazy making takes from you is that sense of self, that sense of trust, and knowing that your instincts are intelligent and leading you in the right direction. Another thing that people lose with crazy making is touch with their feelings and emotions. I know I kind of touched on that. I just want to go a little bit deeper, because when you come to a place of not being able to trust them, you can't listen to them. And there is so much intelligence that is in your body, but also in those emotions that come up. The anger, it needs to come up. It is communicating something to you. But when you are so fearful, anger has no room. You know, it's when the fear subsides that the anger gets to come up. And all of these are such important emotions because they're communicating to you what boundaries need to be set. And we really can't come to a place of establishing, much less maintaining healthy boundaries if we don't have access to our emotions. That's why crazy making is so abusive. and it limits you and it isolates you and it keeps you from being the best version of yourself. So I give you, myself, and everybody all the grace for how this happens and how crazy making starts to, you know, manipulate us and take us away from ourselves. But it is our responsibility to come back into ourselves and do the tough work. So that's what I'm inviting people to do. That's what the Direct Impact Podcast really is all about. If you've been with us, if you're an OG, you've been around a long time, it's all about coming in to yourself, coming back to yourself, and identifying that authentic person of integrity inside and realigning with your unique design, because you are meant to do amazing things in this world. And if anything is holding you back from that, it is your responsibility to squash it. And we're here for that. So thanks so much. There's a few things I'd like to direct you to. And so if you've been listening to us for a while, make sure you're checking out our website, which is lightninginabottle.biz, B-I-Z. Okay. And there's a few things that you can get there to dive a little bit deeper. And we do have a course. It's really an introductory level course on intimacy betrayal. So if you're interested in that, we'd love for you to check it out. All right. Thanks so much for showing up. And we will see you right here next time. So make sure that you are subscribed so you don't miss anything. All right. Bye.
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume.
So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.